Welcome to the first episode of the 5 to Focus podcast. I'm Ryan, and I can't wait to spend 5 minutes with you each week to pause and focus on Jesus by looking at how His Word helps us through all of life's issues. Thanks for joining me. And now, let's get focused.
Welcome to 5 to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Hey, distractions are everywhere. I mean, how many times have you turned to your phone, and then all of a sudden 10 or 15 minutes have gone by? You might think that you're multitasking at times, but it doesn't even seem like multitasking is actually possible. A 2015 article in the Chicago Tribune cites a study done by the University of Michigan professor David Meyer, and he says that the brain has one channel for each type of information, like auditory information or visual, manual, etc. The example he gives is that this is why you can't read two things at the same time. It could be that when your brain is focused on one task, that another task will actually distract you. So you're not getting twice as much done like you might think when you're multitasking, but instead you might only be accomplishing half or even less of the original task you were doing. We hear about distractions while driving, and we've all probably heard about attention deficit disorders and how our attention spans are just not as long as they used to be. It'd be fascinating, I think, to study how the effects of modern technology are making it harder to stay focused, but I want to show you in the Bible that being focused on the main priorities of life was a struggle even then. Distractions are, to a large degree, an issue of our hearts. I mean, think about how the things that distract you can so easily and often become idols in our lives. Whatever you're searching for on that phone, whatever you're seeking in that moment, often can become an idol. Let me show you what I think is even a comical scene in the Bible between Jesus and his disciples. And so I want to read Mark chapter 8, verses 11 through 17. This is out of the Christian Standard Bible, and it says, "The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, demanding of him a sign from heaven to test him. Sighing deeply in his spirit, he said, 'Why does this generation demand a sign? Truly, I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation.' Then he left them, got back into the boat, and went to the other side." So that set it up. And now verse 14, here's what we see. "The disciples had forgotten to take bread, and had only one loaf with them in the boat. Then he gave them strict orders. 'Watch out. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod.' They were discussing among themselves that they did not have any bread. Aware of this, he said to them, 'Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Don't you understand or comprehend? Do you have hardened hearts?'" That was the end of verse 17. Here, Jesus is trying to teach an important lesson on the leaven of the Pharisees. Leaven, or yeast, is used in the New Testament to symbolize evil. Now, this is an important lesson. And the disciples hear that word leaven, and immediately they start talking about how they don't have any bread. I mean, imagine the scene. You have Jesus teaching you something, and he says one word, and then you start talking about, "Hey, we don't have any bread." You know, they hear this one word and it takes their mind to thinking about lunch instead of the lesson that Jesus was trying to teach them. Now, tell me this doesn't happen in Sunday morning worship services. People get distracted. They think about something else. Here, the Lord may have an important lesson for his people. In fact, God is always speaking through his word. And so we need to make sure that we're putting ourselves in an environment to be able to hear and not be distracted. So try this. Here's some ways to limit distractions that could keep you from God. First, put away devices. Maybe read a printed Bible so there's no vibrations or sounds pulling you away to something else. As wonderful as our technology is, it can be so distracting. Second, try taking notes. Maybe during a Bible study or during preaching, this will keep you engaged more. Write down the main points. Third, read the Bible out loud. You'll wander less than if you read in your mind. Fourth, maybe keep a prayer journal so that you're looking at requests and not wandering from them too much. Hey, let's stay focused on Jesus by being aware of distractions. Well, that's it for episode one. Hey, subscribe to the podcast and be encouraged by other writings and resources at ryanstrother.com. See you next week on 5 to Focus.
Thanks for listening to 5 to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.